Surrounded by the charming Brdy forests in western Bohemia, Zbiroch Chateau really catches the eye of anyone who visits. With its rich history and impressive neo-Renaissance architecture, the chateau is one of the most curious in the country. The renowned Czech painter Alfons Mucha painted his famous Slav epic here, along with much of his other oil-based works. During the Second World War, the castle was occupied by a secret SS division which monitored radio communications all over the world. And now even more of the secrets of this intriguing castle have been revealed, but this time deep in the chateau's well. Chris Jarrett has more.
Historians have been investigating the well at Zbiroch Chateau for some time now. In 1965, it was explored by military scuba divers who discovered a chest of Nazi documents, suspected to be secret SS war records. Since then, further explorations have yielded similar documents, and one find 2 weeks ago revealed a trove of historic weapons stolen by the Nazis during the Second World War. Maria Slavkovska from the SCSA security company responsible for the excavations explains a little of the ongoing work.
We take off 43 meters of material. It's very different material, like stones, dirt, you know, metal, wood, and something what was special there, it was old guns from 17th century, maybe older. We find documents from German army when there was SS. And when we will open it, we hope that we find something older.
In addition to these finds, 163 metres below the chateau itself, investigators have recently discovered a false concrete bottom to the well, which, historical documents suggest, conceals a passageway used by the Nazis to store valuable stolen treasure. The false bottom was built from reinforced concrete and was decorated with jasper stones, which are common to the area, so that it looked natural. But further examination of the well may prove risky, as the Nazis may have protected the cavity with explosives, either to secure the treasure or to prevent access to the chateau through the passageway.
When we was cleaning it, we find some hand grenades, which was explosive, and we think that they try to close everything by it. Now there are special teams which will see if there is not anything what can explosure, you know, because German army wasn't stupid. When they want to close something that nobody will go in there, they do it very professional. So now we do everything around. We need to see if there is any dangerous things.
The SS was originally attracted to the site by the veins of the semi-precious stone jasper which run beneath Zbiroch Chateau. The Nazis discovered that jasper reflects radio signals, and as such, the site was a useful tool in monitoring radio traffic, and so they set up their headquarters in the castle. They evicted the Colloredo Mansfeld family, who owned the chateau at the time, and set up equipment to observe radio communications across the globe. Following the war, the communists continued to use the site for its radio amplification qualities, tracking the supposedly invisible American stealth aircraft for the armies of the Warsaw Pact. But as investigation of the castle's well continues, we can only imagine what will be revealed about this intriguing landmark in the future.
Chris Jarrett with that report.